You're listening to a Mint podcast brought to you by HD Smartcast.
So hey everyone, welcome to another episode of Why Not Mint Money. I'm your host today, and today we have our guest as Soonam Srivastava. She's the founder of Ride Research. She specializes in finance and quantitative investing. She did her engineering from IIT Kanpur and she mastered from WorldQuant University. She has over 9 years of work experience in quantitative research and portfolio management. Before her startup, she has worked with known names like HSBC and Edelweiss. And so today she is going to share her wisdom on how women can manage their finances.
Welcome to Why Not Mint Money, a personal finance podcast where we help you understand basic money concepts and share strategies for you to build your wealth. So let's get started with your money journey.
Hi Soonam, hi, how are you? And welcome to our podcast today.
Hi, I'm doing well. Thanks a lot for having me.
So the very first question, Soonam, I have for you is, why the need? Why do even women should think about managing their own finances on their own?
See, managing your finances is extremely important for everybody, and especially for women.
Yeah.
Because, women have a very different career path in comparison to men, if you actually look at it, right?
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Women typically, obviously they have a higher life expectancy. They take a few breaks, right, for, child care, sometimes for elder care. There is a significant amount of pay gap that is still prevalent in the world for women. So women need to be extremely careful about, how they are investing their money, how they are planning for their retirement, how they are, building a nest egg for themselves, right?
Yeah.
And especially this, the women segment is less aware about the opportunity that are out there, right? And they typically would just leave it out to their male counterparts to manage their money. I think that needs to change.
Yeah,
women are extremely, they should be taking the reins of their investment. Yeah.
So yes, actually what you said is makes sense. Typically, like, women either rely on their husbands or, other like brother or someone to basically manage their finances. So it's very important to manage it on your own, knowing that, the like you said, highlighted, the life looks very much different from women as well as for men. So for women, it would need a completely different set of planning, right? So what are some common challenges that actually women face while if they just choose to take control of their to manage their own finances?
So I think there are various aspects to this. First is definitely financial education. Women are not that aware. People are not taught what are the opportunities that are out there. There is, women also typically have a conservative nature, right, in comparison to men. And investment, especially equities, look like as a risk investment, and women tend to take a step back in that sense, and I think that definitely needs to change. And I think what is key there is financial education, educating women about the opportunities that are out there if they take that step. So I think that is extremely important.
Okay.
Yeah, and I think the traditional, if you look at gender roles, women typically haven't had that opportunity, which is slowly changing. And I think we all need to put in our full efforts to make sure that women get the full opportunity to do this, right?
Right. So now that you rightly said, the awareness in personal finance actually prevails in overall, both in a broader manner. But if you say, there is lack of awareness, what can women do to keep themselves involved and start educating and learning the importance of why? How can they go about it?
Definitely. I think, the first step to start is very basic. You just have to, see what is out there. And there's so many resources now. There are so many, courses. You can just go to the internet and go to a YouTube, go to, personal finance website or app, and you'll find very well-curated courses content for women that you can just follow along. And
like, you can suggest any name or any website name, or you can suggest any YouTube channel for the list.
I'm sure, there are various websites. I think looking at there are various educational content that is out there on sites like, I would say, LearnApp, Stockage, etc. YouTube, they are very popular channels. I know Mint produces a lot of high quality content there as well.
Yeah.
Even we try to put out a lot of beginner content. See, the idea is that you sort of need to understand the definition of the opportunities out there, the definition of risk, right? The risk doesn't mean that your money is going to go down to zero. The risk means that there will be some ups and downs, and
the volatility
potential is vast, right? And that is why you all invest. I think understanding that and seeing what are the instruments that will be most suitable for women if they want to invest now, and taking that step, I think that's most critical.
Right. And the next question, Sonam, I have for you is, while they start their journey to manage their own finances, what are the common mistakes that women make that you have seen, and how can they avoid it?
The common mistakes, I would say, is women don't, they lack planning, right? They, not just women, but even a lot of young men, they don't start early in their financial planning. They don't start early their saving journey, their long-term investing journey. And, lack of that attitude. Lack of that attitude is something that impacts their long-term finances. Secondly, I think people don't take advantage of so much opportunities that are out there, right? So if you are working at a corporate, you would see that employer would have so many,
benefits,
pension plans, things that can help you save tax, and there are so many things out there that people don't take advantage of. They look at short-term consumption patterns instead of long-term savings. There's also a element of emotions. I would say that sometimes, people get a little bit bogged down by the fear, right? They have seen in the old ages, stock markets to be very risky, and that is the fear that they have somewhere in the back of their mind. And sometimes, when they step in, they get too greedy and they take poor choices. So I think start slow, learning the ropes, and then really capitalizing on it. I think that's the way forward. And also, I think, see, in India, we also lack some professional advice, right? There is not too many high quality advisors out there who are catering to the mass market, right? And if you go out and look for content, sometimes you will just find unregulated, unregistered
advisors are giving out,
which might not be the best in that case. So finding a financial advisor, not overpaying for them, but finding something that fits into your budget.
So selecting a right advisor will make a lot of sense, is that you have to say, while managing your finances, right? While not overpaying them, while looking at their experience, will make a lot of sense while securing finances. Right. So when you say there are not a lot of good advisors, so are you talking about the retail part of the market, or the HNI segment or the affluent segment of the market? Or both?
Definitely, I think we need more advisors across the board. While there are a lot of people who are catering to the HNI segment, right? A lot of expert advisors cater to the HNI segment. I think for the beginners in investing, right? Especially now that we're talking about women, who haven't taken step of investing on their own, they need guidance, right? And that is where you need people who can handhold you in your journey, right?
Like you mentioned, that there are a lot of unexpected financial challenges that come into women's life once they, probably when they get married, probably when they plan a child, right? Maybe in future, if they come across any medical or health emergencies, how can women best prepare themselves for these unexpected financial challenges or economic downturns to ensure their financial security?
So I think, see, for women, it is extremely critical that they understand that the journey definitely has a few ups and downs, right? So therefore, making sure that you save a significant portion of your monthly income. So at least 15-20% of your earning should be going
to 15-20% is we have to say.
It should be going to, your long-term
of your annual planning. Income.
Yes, at least that, and then you should be saving for retirement. You should be having an insurance plan in place. Along with it, you should be putting in, at least 3 to 6 months worth of your living expenses in a emergency corpus.
Emergency corpus, okay.
Yeah, so that, you know, if something unexpected hits, you don't have to take a step back and, you know, dip into your long-term system. You should have something to rely on for the short-term as well. So I think, planning with that. And then, also, make sure that you have a good asset allocation. You know, don't just put your money into an FD. When the market is giving you such good returns. So having a healthy allocation of equity and debt, exploring the opportunities out, maybe, buying ELSS funds for tax saving.
For tax saving purpose, okay.
Yeah, creating a good mix of equity and debt in your allocation. Rebalancing once in a while, right? I think those are the things which are very simple that very simple. Women can have a great investment journey.
Right. And let's say, if someone who wants to start their investment journey, what are few easy avenues, which are good easy avenues, which they can start with today?
So if they want to start today, I think it's very easy to invest into a mutual fund, right?
Okay.
I think that's a beginning step. You can just find out a set of mutual funds that will fit into your risk profile. If you go with index funds or ETFs, you'll find very low cost solutions there as well. You can, if you don't know which mutual funds to invest into, you can go to a few websites which will help you rank and spot the mutual funds. You can also go to a few low-cost advisors that will help you understand which are the set of mutual funds for your risk profile. You can do that. I think if you want to start on the equity side of things, you can open up a DMAT account and start treading the waters there. There are a lot of equity advisors right now who can help you out. So I think that would also be a good step to start with.
Start investing in stocks, you mean to say?
Okay.
So I think, Sunam, I think pretty much we have covered most of the things. Is there any piece of advice that you would like to share with our women listeners or audience? As we record, we have Women's Day tomorrow. probably the episode could be a bit late while we release this. But if you have any piece of advice for them, maybe you can just share.
Definitely.
I'm done with my question.
See, I think, talking from my journey, I've had a long journey as a professional, but when I started, I think the biggest setback that I had was that I was not informed about what all is out there, right? I was not making effort to teach myself and know what are the opportunities out there. Once you understand what all you can do, then doing those things is relatively simple. So I would say that as professionals, we should keep an eye out on what all is out there. What are the solutions people are putting in so much effort to build these excellent solutions, catering to the working professional. And I think if you just keep yourself informed, you will find so many good opportunities. And definitely, Indian markets, Indian economy is giving a great opportunity for growth and personal wealth as well, if you allocate correctly. So definitely take advantage of that. And also, like we discussed, plan your finances. There will be ups and downs throughout the journey. And, if you plan well, if you are allocating for long-term goals, if you're allocating for short-term goals, and, are approaching this in a mindful fashion, then, your long-term journey as a professional would become much better if you're doing it, if you're planning this well, right?
Makes a lot of sense, Sunam. Thank you for sharing your wisdom with us today on how women can manage their finances. I hope this episode is going to be very useful for the audience. And hopefully, I'm looking forward to have more episodes with you, especially on the quant investing that you specialize in. Okay. Thank you. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you
so much.
So this brings us to the end of this episode. If you want to know more on this topic, you can reach out to me on my Twitter, which is @postyanil, or on my LinkedIn using my full name, that is Anil Poste. We will be happy taking your suggestions. Thank you for tuning in. That's all from our side. See you in the next episode.
To stay updated on this podcast, follow us at HD Smartcast on all the major social media platforms. To listen to more such podcasts, log on to www.hdsmartcast.com.